Eve, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I almost called you Jan. That happens all the time, right?
Right.
We kind of grew up with each other, didn't we, in that era? You were there with those kids, but you became America's family. Is that a good describing the Brady Bunch?
Sure. Yeah, that's definitely a good way.
I know that you've got a brand new book out, and it's not a tell-all, though. We're always looking for those spicy stories, but you don't have those, do you?
No, it was more that I was interested in talking about my childhood as a working actor and how really wonderful it was. I had worked for about 4 years before I did Brady Bunch, and I got to work with trained animals and play dress up, and it was really, really a very interesting time. And so I know people are also interested in all the other things, so I hope that I've answered people's questions about things.
That's the one nice thing that I think I love about your book and your story is it's not a tragic Hollywood tale. You had a even keeled mom, dad, they really watched out for you. Is that a good way of stating it?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, they were very good at taking care of my money, at making sure I was always safe and protected, and got to do all the things that I could do and didn't have to do the things that I didn't have to do. Didn't push me too much.
How much time did you really spend together? Was it like almost like family?
Almost. Yeah, we were there about 8 hours a day, and then we would have to go to school together. You each had different lessons in this little tiny school room. But yeah, we were together a good amount of time.
So in your book, you talk about you dated, well, you didn't really date Christopher Knight, but you two were probably the most closest in age together that there might have been. And you did you ever go out?
We did go out on one date, and it didn't really, we were better as brother and sister and co-workers.
Well, and I know you were close with your mom and your dad, obviously, but what was your relationship like with Florence Henderson?
Florence was great. She was just so beautiful and professional, and a great person to learn from. They all were, Bob and Florence, to work with professionals and learn how to be a TV actress, learn how to, hit your mark and know your lines. So we really couldn't have had a better group of people to be around to play our parents.
You left the Brady Bunch after, what was it, 5 years of the show?
Yeah, it was canceled right away after high school. I was cast in a movie called Dawn, Portrait of a Teenage Runaway, and so that made it so that I would be able to be seen as an adult who acts, not just a child. And then I had a good series of TV movies, and then more recently, in the last few years, we moved to New York, and I did do off Broadway, and I've done some other things. Actually, I was in a production of Crazy for You.
Okay, so where do you go from here? You've got this book. I know you're doing loads of interviews. I don't know how, that's got to be the most tiring thing in the world, but what's the end game after this? What's next for you?
Well, actually, my husband and I travel a lot, so we're going to be going to Asia and to Europe. We like to snorkel. We've been on some snorkeling trips where you go live on the ship and you snorkel twice a day. That's a lot of fun.
Well, Eve, thank you so much for your time this morning. Good luck. I'm sure the book is going to sell fantastic. You've all seemed to have done pretty darn well.
Yes, we've all been very fortunate.
Eve, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.